views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the financial world is going crazy. Right now, Americans have $2.5 trillion in credit card debt. That's just credit card debt, $2.5 trillion. We are moving up from $2.3 trillion a year in health care expenditures to $4 trillion a year by 2010. Yeah, 2010. They're expecting $4 trillion a year in health care costs. That's almost doubling. It's like going up 85%. And so it's like crazy. What's happening here? Well, everybody's trying to get their pound of flesh. Nobody wants to be caught. It's kind of like musical chairs. Nobody wants to be caught when the music stops without the chair, right? So they're raising prices. Now, here's one for you. It's kind of sneaky. The credit card companies are flooding the mail now with credit cards. Oh, how wonderful. We get a new credit card. Only 3.5% interest. Well, 3 months' time, 90 days, it goes up to 19 or 23 or 40% interest, and everybody's running around using these credit cards dropping from the sky like manna, and then suddenly you've only spent, say, over 3 months' time, you may have spent, say, $500, but now you owe them $1,500 because of the interest, right? Ooh, kind of scary. Well, most people don't look that far down the tracks, and they get themselves into trouble, double trouble, and they have to go bankrupt, lose their house, lose their car. Everything falls apart. Well, there are options. Well, I can't get a second job or a third job because by the time I pay for the gasoline to get the other side of the town to get an $8 an hour job, I'm actually paying to work. Well, don't leave your home. Go to work in your pajamas. Start a longevity home-based business. Go to work in your pajamas for $10 once in your life, just a $10 fee. It's two packs of cigarettes, two Starbucks espresso latte frappe mucho mochas, right? And $10 one time in your life, you get a longevity business and an ACT energy drink distribution business. And you cross your T's and dot your I's, you get 5 commission checks a month. Cross your T's, dot your I's, you get up to $2,000 a month in car and truck bonuses. And you get an income stream, plus you get tax breaks where you're going to get back a significant amount of the withholdings that the your employer is taking out of your paycheck. And so how do you do this? Well, talk to a longevity representative and say, look, I want to get into this mineral makeup thing. I know people can't get facelifts and peels and stuff like that and breast enhancements anymore because they can't afford it and their insurance company won't pay for elective surgery. You can get an 8-minute non-surgical facelift, a 15-minute non-surgical facelift from longevity. The mineral makeup is fabulous, an award-winning number one time after time after time in women's expos. That's the longevity mineral makeup. We have the blushes and the eyeshadows and the eyeliners and lip gloss and all that stuff that goes along with the bronzers and the various tones, etc. No matter what your skin color is, you're in like Flynn, right? And then we have the anti-aging veils and the foot spas and the hand spas. We also have the Bust FX, which supports and promotes not only breast health but also uplifting, right? That's the Bust FX. And I could go on and on and on. If you're going through menopause, you want Woman's FX. It's a liquid, has herbal combinations that are 150 years old that will help support natural, normal, painless transition through menopause. If you have PMS and your life is a misery during that period of your life, literally and figuratively, no pun intended, you want to not only get the Woman's FX and the Balance FX capsules, you also want to get the OsteoFX plus the 90 essential nutrients, the Mighty 90, and you will be truly a new woman. And you can hold home parties for these things. We have the aromatherapy oils. You can hold home parties with all this stuff, and you get retail profit, plus you get commission checks based on wholesale volumes. I mean, it's a lot of fun, right? Then there's the ACT energy drink distribution business. This is a family thing because kids like to do it. If you have kids that are like 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 years old or 16 years old, and you can't see how you can ever afford to buy a car for them with all the insurance, can you imagine how much it costs now for insurance, car insurance for a 16-year-old boy? Hello? Well, what you want to do is get them going in the ACT energy drink distribution business. Help them. It beats a lemonade stand, let me tell you. And, again, they cross their T's and dot their I's. They can get four commission checks a month. They can get up to $1,000 a month in car and truck bonuses. And even though they're under 18 years of age, if you co-sign with them or a responsible adult co-signs with them, it's their business. All they need is a personal Social Security number or a federal ID number for their business, and you're off and running. $10, one time in your life, gets you both businesses. You get free websites. You get debit cards. Debit cards are safe because you can only spend what you got in them, right? It's not like a credit card to go crazy with. And so it's safe for kids to do it, I don't know, for 50 cents or whatever your bank charges. You can transfer, say, 80% of the money that comes into the debit card into a savings account for the kids' college or car and let them keep, say, 20% of the money every month so they have a little jing for going to the fast food place after school or whatever, and going to the movies, et cetera, and create a business for these guys. And these businesses with Youngevity and ACT are willable. In other words, as you build them up, if something happens to you or you just want to retire, you can will it to your loved ones, your family, your dog, whatever. You just have to have somebody that will learn how to run this business after you're gone or after you're retired and don't want to deal with it anymore. What a concept. You know, I don't care if you work for 40 years, can you will your job to your kid? You're spending all your time trying to be a good employee, and you can't leave any of that energy to your kid or your family. Your Youngevity, your ACT business, you can. What a difference. What a concept. Get that income stream. Get the tax benefits. Get a great, healthful life. Be beautiful. Hello. We'll be back after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around. And, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things. Because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask him for that book, Hell's Kitchen. And the subtitle of the book, Hell's Kitchen, is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And if you want to buy that book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate, ask him for the free CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I've got breaking news here. This is a Reuters news story headline, Researchers ID Genes for Osteoporosis. These genes discoveries may help guide treatment of bone thinning disease. So there you go, a breakthrough. It's now learned that osteoporosis is genetic, I guess.
Well, if you believe that one, I have some oceanfront property in Montana for you.
No, I don't believe that. Actually, two different studies came out recently. One that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and another that was published in the British journal Lancet. And in one study was a British study where they scanned the genes of 2,094 female twins and identified a link between decreased bone mineral density and changes in genes. And I thought it was interesting that there they had it right there in the lead line, decreased bone mineral density. Now, wouldn't it make sense that if you have decreased bone mineral density and you're not supplementing, that that might be the problem right there?
Well, doctors apparently are not that smart. And the reason is, when somebody, for instance, they have chronic heart disease and they give somebody a heart transplant, even if that heart is from a 25-year-old person, there's never been anybody live 5 years or more after they get the heart transplant. Nobody's ever lived to be 100 with a heart transplant, even though the heart they got was from a 25-year-old. And you'd think if it was just genes, it was just a healthier heart that would take care of it. You'd live to be 100. That's because you still have to take care of the new heart with all the nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients, and they forget that piece. When you run out of nutrients, the heart dies, the bones die, everything dies. So sad, too bad.
Yeah, it's interesting. In this story, they quote a couple of the individuals that were involved in the British study that was done at the King's College in London, Tim Spector and Brent Richards, and they're quoted as saying, eventually a panel of genetic markers could be used in addition to environmental risk factors to identify individuals who are at most risk of osteoporotic fractures.
Yeah. I can tell you that people who are at most risk of osteoporosis is those who are not supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients. Hello.
Yeah, and it's always interesting to me that they don't ever seem to make the connection in the other study that was done. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it was actually done in Iceland. But they were saying in that study that osteoporosis affects about 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men globally. Now, it's always I've always found it very interesting if you know that the fact that women always seem to get this disease a lot more than men, and that they don't ever seem to make the connection that what is the biggest difference between men and women, other than the fact that, you know, basically biologically we're very similar in most ways, except for women bear children and men don't. And what does a child do? It sucks all the nutrients out of you. And
I've duplicated. You've got it. I believe you've got it. You're more intelligent than doctors.
Boy, it didn't take long. I don't get it, why they can't make that connection. I mean, it's like if you're losing all these nutrients because the fetus is taking it all, everything you're intaking, it's taking a huge amount of it, and if you don't take in the right stuff, it's going to suck it out of your body. And it, to me, that just seems like a no-brainer, that's just a step one, step two.
The old people were pretty smart, Doug. They used to say a woman will lose one tooth for every pregnancy.
That's right.
Why would they lose one tooth for every pregnancy? That's because they got osteoporosis of the face and the jaw. There's only a millimeter of bone surrounding the roots of the teeth, so when you lose a millimeter of bone in your femur and your leg, you don't see that, even on an x-ray or a CAT scan. When you lose a millimeter of bone in your face or your jaw, the teeth fall out.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Some would have thought maybe it was something else about having...
Well, it's genetic. It's genetic. There you go. When you have twins, you lose two teeth. What a concept.
Yeah. Yeah, real briefly, I wanted to bring up another one here. Apparently, you know, they're pushing all these vaccines now for this, for meningitis and for the HPV thing and all. Well, they've now had a problem. They say it's unprecedented that in the last year and a half or so, actually between 05 and 07, they had over 463 different people that, when they, after they got the vaccination, they passed out and several of them. This was actually sort of a warning out to doctors to let them know that they need to watch these people after they give them a shot because they might fall and hit their head. I'm thinking, how stupid are these doctors?
Well, it's genetic.
Yeah.
Only stupid people become doctors. There you go. They kind of gravitate that way. That's why they live to be 56 on the average, and they die from diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and stroke. A real intelligent group. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie and more truth, justice, and the longevity way after these messages.
And we do have lines open. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you really want to take care of yourself and the people you love, your neighbors, your church mates, your workmates, what you want to do is contact your Youngevity associate and say, I need to know about that Mighty 90. I need to know about all the known essential nutrients and what they can do for me and the people I care about. I want that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and the Passport Aromatherapy. Oh, yeah, by the way, throw in that CD, Until Death Do Us Part, says Dr. Wallach's newest presentation, Until Death Do Us Part. And I really want to get involved so I can help myself and others. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to California. And, Pam, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Pam, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was taking all the 90 essential nutrients, and I noticed in the gel cap one morning, I believe it was the glucogel that was floating on top, and I fished it out, and I broke it open, and the powder fell out. And so since then, I have been breaking open all of the capsules, the Vision FX, the selenium, all of that I'm taking. And I just put it into water, and then I drink that. But I've been throwing away the gel caps, and I'm thinking there's nutrition in those, and that I could go ahead and swallow those.
Well, that was a mouthful without taking a breath. And, you can go ahead and take them. But if you didn't digest a gel cap, which you just put in water and it melts almost immediately, are you salting your food?
No, I stopped salting my food when I went through a program for depression, Lucinda Bassett's program for depression. That was
a big help. That's why you couldn't digest gel caps, so you're not making any stomach acid. Salt is the raw material to make stomach acid. And without stomach acid, you cannot absorb B12, you cannot digest protein, you cannot absorb minerals or other things very efficiently. So I would recommend you salt your food, or there is another option. Salting is the most economical way to get the raw materials to make stomach acid. Because just breaking open the gel caps is fine, but you still need to digest protein, you still need to absorb B12, even though it's in the nutrients, you still need to be able to absorb it, so you need stomach acid. And so salting your food is the cheapest, natural, most economical way to do it. The other option is to take our ultimate enzymes, take one or two of those before each meal, like a minute before the meal, a couple ounces of water, and that will give you the stomach acid necessary to digest protein, absorb B12, and to increase the efficiency of absorption of minerals and other nutrients. So, yeah, you got to do one or both of those things. Because, again, gel caps, they do contain nutrition, but they're not meant to be a major part of the nutrition of that capsule. But it's a signal. It's a signal. If you're getting gel caps passing through, I'd be very concerned about that because they should melt just in water.
Okay, so I'll start salting. Now, I want to ask you, I have a prolapse, a urinary bladder prolapse. I've been using tampons for years, and I've been reduced to pull-ups, and I'm trying to avoid surgery. Is there another way?
Yeah, there is a mechanical device. It's made out of hard rubber. It's called a pursuary, and you can go to a pharmacist, and you can get them without a prescription. You insert them, and it is kind of like a circle with a projection on it, and it holds the bladder up in the right position, and you can take it out at night when you're sleeping, when you're laying horizontal. Get up in the morning, you want to reinstall it. Easy to clean, hard rubber. And you can get them from your pharmacist. Again, it's called a pursuary. You can get it from your pharmacist without a prescription. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. We do have some open lines. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or try us toll-free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with majestic earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
CBS Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And yeah, you can become a wholesale buyer with Youngevity for nothing. All other buying clubs require you to pay an annual fee, $20, $30, $40, $50, depending what town you're in. Every year, Youngevity, you become a wholesale buyer forever just by registering for free. I don't know how to make it any easier. Hello, hello. That's true. And to contact your Youngevity associate today. You don't have to be involved in the business if you don't want to. It's kind of silly, but if you want to, you can become just a wholesale buyer and get all these great Youngevity products, healthful products, beauty products, energy products, the wholesale price just by registering. Contact your Youngevity associate today. And we do have lines open. You can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Are on the priority line, 831-685-1080. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Well, let's head to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and Paul, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Paul, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wallach. A lot of times you say, tell people not to eat fried foods,
yep.
And you say that egg sauce scrambled in butter are okay.
Yep.
What's the difference between frying an egg over easy in butter and soft scrambled in butter?
Okay, very good. It always comes down to temperature. When you poach things, which soft scrambled in butter, you're kind of at poaching temperatures, you're like 212 degrees, right? You're at boiling. When you bake things, you're at 350 to 450. And this is when you're at the over easy, you're beginning to bake things. You're at that 450 to 600 degrees. And you're changing the fats in the yolk to the point where they are becoming oxidized, which is very dangerous. Oxidized fats are free radicals, are very, very dangerous. They become trans fatty acids, they become heterocyclic amines, and they can increase your risk of cancer, Alzheimer's disease, macular degeneration, cataracts, liver disease, heart disease, all coronary artery disease, all kinds of stuff. And it just comes down to how much risk are you willing to take for eating your eggs over easy, where you have little or no risk with your eggs being cooked soft scrambled in butter. Now, soft scrambled in margarine is very dangerous because margarine, of course, turns into free radicals, trans fatty acids at very low temperatures. And so you got to watch it. You got to stay away from these margarines, cooking oils. They're extremely dangerous. Now, who told us? Who told Americans and people living in the free world? Who told all these folks to give up butter and cream and eggs and animal fats of various kinds, lard, suet, which is beef fat and chicken fat. Who told us to give all that up and go to margarines and oils, and, which are the safest things, right? Well, the medical doctors who live to be 56, they die of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. So all you have to do is look at the guys who are given that advice and say, uh-oh, we have a problem here, because the people given the advice don't live very long. And if they knew what they were talking about, they should live a long, healthful life. Well, they don't, and that's because they don't know what they're talking about. So the least amount of temperature that you inflict upon your food, the better. So if you're going to eat red meat, for instance, you want to be eating your red meat cooked medium rare. Even medium is a little too well cooked. Certainly you want to stay away, don't even go in a room where they cook meat medium well. It actually increases your risk of cancer by an actual study at the University of South Carolina by 462%, eating meat cooked medium well compared to medium rare. Increase your risk of cancer by 462%. It's kind of like smoking and wondering why you're going broke because you're spending $10 a day because you're smoking two packs of cigarettes a day and you get lung cancer and emphysema. Well, I didn't know. I didn't really pay attention to that Surgeon General's warning on the cigarettes. And I was willing to give up my three meals a day just to smoke. Better scramble your eggs, soft scramble in butter, and forget the over-easy. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. We do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or toll free at 888-379-2552. Lines open. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie in the DBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have a line open. You can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and say, hey, I want to lose some weight. And Dr. Wallach says if I mix and match two or three of your weight loss programs and products, I'm more likely to be successful. Well, that's true because they all have different mechanisms of action. And when you combine, mix and match two or three of these various weight loss programs, you cannot fail to lose weight. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. I do it all the time. I use Slender FX. I use the ProHobis Slim, a.k.a. the Slim Cow Diet, and I use the Nature's Way Shake, a meal replacer with only 80 calories, where there's chocolate or vanilla, and zero sugar in it. I mean, you cannot fail if you do two or three of these programs, and obviously you can't do two or three of these programs and eat 700,000 calories a day and expect to lose weight. You gotta help things, you know. If there's that old formula, if you take in more calories than you burn, you're gonna gain weight. If you take in the same amount of calories that you burn, you're gonna maintain your weight. If you take in less calories than you, if you take in less calories than you burn, you're gonna lose weight. Okay, so you have to take in less calories than you burn, and you will lose weight. So the whole idea of weight loss programs is it makes it easy to cut your portion sizes. It makes it easy to give up a meal. You can't do weight loss things and expect to continue doing what you were doing that got you into trouble. Okay? Throw in the Mighty 90 and the cravings, binge eating, munchies, pike and cribbing will either be significantly reduced or disappear because these behaviors are due to mineral deficiencies, no doubt about it. Okay, Doug, we're going right back to Florida and Paul. Second question.
Is bacon with no nitrites okay?
Absolutely, as long as you don't fry it.
Okay, how do you cook it?
Okay, well, I like to do that. I'll go to a butcher and get pork belly, which is essentially bacon, you know, without the nitrites and nitrates added to it. And I'll have them cut it in half-inch thickness, very thick, and then I'll put it on a plate, and I will cover it with one of these glass casserole bowls and put it in a microwave at very low heat, and usually it takes about 2 minutes, and it's cooked. Just perfect. Some people like to cook it 2 minutes on each side, but you got to be careful. Otherwise, if it gets too crisp, you're in trouble, too. Then you're back to your trans fatty acids, you're back to your the free radicals that occur when you overheat animal fats, okay? And so you got to watch it. Even without the nitrites and nitrates, you can get yourself in trouble. You just got to watch it. You don't want to overheat fat because it will turn into acrylamides. It'll turn into trans fatty acids. It'll turn into just about every kind of free radical you can think of. So you got to watch it. Okay, but no, you can have, I don't know if you'd call it bacon in the truest sense. There's pork bellies that you cut it thick. That way it doesn't, or at least less likely to burn. And you want to cook it. And depending on your microwave, you'll have to try it a few times to see what temperature and time and all that kind of stuff is best. It also depends on how thick you cook it. Okay?
Now, is just vegetable oil bad for cooking, or is animal fat also bad for cooking?
It depends on temperature. Animal fat cooked at cool temperatures, you know, below 300 degrees, is better than animal fats cooked at 800 degrees. Okay, so animal fats can turn into heterocyclic amines, which are very, very heavy-duty cancer-causing substances. And that's why I always say stay away from burnt animal fats and meats cooked well done, because these heterocyclic amines, which are superheated animal fats, are extremely dangerous. When you charcoalize animal fats and you burn it, you might as well say, okay, I better sign up for a cancer treatment insurance policy because I'm going to get it. Again, the piece from the University of South Carolina, I think it was 1998, they came out with this, and they very clearly did a wonderful study, and they said, when you eat meat cooked medium well, which is not really that well done, it's not well done, right? It's medium well. When you cook meat cooked medium well, it turns into heterocyclic amines and increases your risk of cancer by 462%. And so people just have to either give up eating meat or learn how to eat it medium rare or rare or steak tartare, which is a raw steak with ground up peppercorns and chopped onions and a raw egg in it. Otherwise, you're taking the risk, just like people who smoke. They're taking the risk of lung cancer and increasing the risk of coronary artery disease and Alzheimer's disease and macular degeneration and cataracts. They're accepting that risk when they smoke. They can't say, well, I didn't know. I mean, after all these years, people know better, but they still smoke. Smoking and tobacco is still a big hoo-ha, even though people know they're more likely to have a life that's 25 years shorter than somebody who does not smoke. And the diseases they're going to get will be very miserable in the last months or years of their life. They accept that. And so if you're prepared to accept stomach cancer, if you're prepared to accept all kinds of cancers, lung cancer, skin cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're prepared to accept all that, by all means, eat meat cooked well done. Eat eggs fried. Eat fried chicken. Eat things that are cooked medium well. You will, even though you're giving up nitrates and nitrites, you still have to watch how you cook them. Because these heterocyclic amines, animal fats, are safe. In other words, you could eat 90% of your calories, and there's all kinds of great research out now on how to deal with brain diseases like Parkinson's disease and MS and acquired seizures and Alzheimer's disease and all kinds of stuff. And I've been trying to get people to eat 65% of their calories as fat, good fats, and people chastise me and say, well, you're going to cause coronary artery disease. And now all the records come out and show that you can eat 90% of your calories as fat and be safe and have a healthy brain as long as you don't overcook the fat. That's the caveat. You can't overcook the fat. But otherwise, other than that, you can eat 90% of your calories as fat. The Eskimos do it, and they don't have those kind of diseases. You never hear of Eskimos eating the traditional Eskimo diet above the Arctic Circle, which is 98% whale meat, whale blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They don't eat organically grown vegetables and whole grain breads and all that kind of stuff. And they don't get coronary artery disease. They're legendary for not getting coronary artery disease, so we know it's not the fat. But they tend to eat it raw. They tend to eat it smoked as opposed to fried and superheated and super cooked and everything like that. And so these are great observational studies. There's just no doubt about them. And it comes down to choices people take. You smoke, you get cancer. Shorten your life 25 years. Eat fried foods. You eat foods cooked well done as opposed to medium rare or rare. You increase your risk of cancer and other diseases. And those are the trade-offs. But those are great questions. I really appreciate you asking that, Paul, because I get that question a lot when I'm giving lectures. People get confused about what is fried and what is baked, and that's because people don't cook anymore. They live in fast food restaurants, or they take things out of a box and put in the microwave, and they have no idea the difference between poaching, baking, roasting, grilling, and frying. And it all comes down to just temperature.
Hope that helps you. Hamburgers?
How do I cook my hamburgers? I cook them medium rare, and I like to cook mine in a iron skillet on which I cover the bottom of the skillet with large crystalline salt, you know, like kosher salt or sea salt, something like that. And then I'll put the thick patties. The patties I cook are probably an inch thick, maybe a half-pound burger, and I'll put them in that on top of that salt. Don't have to put any other shortening in there. And I'll cook them on top of the stove and just slowly at very low temperatures, less than 300 degrees. It takes a fairly long time to cook them that way. But the outside is brown, the inside is warm but still red. And I call it Wallachizing them. Works like a charm. I like spicy mustard on top of my hamburgers with lettuce and tomatoes and onions. No bread! I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think noni goose juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Horseheads, New York. And Ann, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a question on preservatives. I read labels all the time, and it seems like there's nothing that, you know, doesn't have them. Sometimes I'm not really sure if they're preservatives or not, but I wondered if there are any that are safe, you know, that might be safer than others. And I'm not sure, say, if steroids are a preservative. And there's so many different kinds, like magnesium or calcium or stearic acid.
Okay,
and
those are not. Preservatives. When you have magnesium stearates, those are either forms of calories. If they're very tiny amounts or at the end of the list, they're usually either fillers or they may even be a source of magnesium. Stearates, meaning they've taken stearyl acids, which are fatty acids, and mixed with magnesium. Things like preservatives our potassium sorbates are safe preservatives. Potassium sorbate's one. Salt is a preservative. Sugar, large amounts of sugar can be a preservative. These are long time tested. You know, there's always downsides to foods that have lots of sugar in them. Salt, if there's foods that have lots of salt in them, you can soak them in water before you eat them, get some of the salt out, or eat less of them. Salt in of itself is not bad. It just depends on how much you eat and how much water you take with it. That's all part of the deal. But there are certain things you get without preservatives, things like milk. Although I lived in Africa for 2 years, and we had bags of milk you could put on your shelf at room temperature. There was 120 degrees room temperature out in the middle of Africa for 6 months without refrigeration because they put hydrogen peroxide in the milk. The whole idea of a preservative is to protect the food. Usually it contains proteins, carbohydrates, fats, even vitamins, minerals that support the growth of bacteria, primarily, or fungus or yeast. And so the whole idea of a preservative is to prevent the food from going bad with that. Now, the preservative we use for milk traditionally, currently, is refrigeration. You cool it down, slows, it doesn't stop, but it slows the bacterial growth. So you buy a gallon of milk, you'll see an expiration date if you keep it refrigerated is usually 4 or 5 days. If you put hydrogen peroxide in it, a few drops per quart, it'll last 6 months because, again, the hydrogen peroxide will kill the bugs, and so the milk doesn't decompose. That's the whole idea of a preservative. It creates shelf life for commercial products. 90% of commercial products, primarily in boxes and bottles and cans and things like that, if they didn't have preservatives in them, the shelf life would be a day, 24 hours. It's kind of like at room temperature, how long will a head of lettuce last in your house, sitting at room temperature during the summertime on your porch? Not many days. Same thing with tomatoes. So once they become ripe, if you put them in the refrigerator, it'll last maybe 3, 4, 5 days. If you just put them out on the shelf behind the kitchen sink and the sun's hitting them, they might last a day or two. And so you dehydrate tomatoes, and it raises the sugar content. Sun-dried tomatoes, they also taste so very sweet. There's no sugar added to them, but you reduce the water content, so the sugar concentration goes up. That acts as a preservative. And so preservatives are used to increase shelf life, storage time. And so in of themselves are not bad. There's some preservatives, obviously, you want to stay away from. And there's some preservatives which are, they're safer than the food that they're preserving. And so you want to take all that into account. There's actually a book called Let's Play Doctor that goes into that. Written by me, Let's Play Doctor. The book covers preservatives. But preservatives in of themselves are not bad things. Don't look at preservatives as bad things unless you want to be growing your own garden and shopping three times a day, because otherwise you'll be able to keep nothing in your home. Okay, great questions today. Really good practical questions. Appreciate that. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Doug and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.